Good afternoon and welcome to the midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Norman Gilliland is away today, but I am not flying solo. We have a guest. Joan Singer is the founder and director of Quintango, which is a quintet that specializes in arrangements by the world's greatest tango masters. They are the only tango music group to have given a command performance at the White House. They've been heard on Morning Edition, CNN, network television. They perform every year at Charleston's Spoleto Festival, among many others. But this is their first visit to Wisconsin, and Quintango will be performing Friday night at the Ripon College campus as part of the Green Lake Music Festival. Welcome to the midday, Joan Singer.
Thank you, Stephanie.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Well, we're so excited to be in Wisconsin.
Well, the Green Lake Music Festival has a long history. This is their 31st year, I believe, of bringing very high quality and interesting groups from around the country, sometimes from out of the country. So we're very glad to have you.
Well, we're delighted.
Now, you're the founder, director of the group, violinist. Did you start on a classical track as a youngster?
Yes. Everyone in our group started as a classical musician, and many of us are still pursuing classical endeavors, but Quintango for me is my main interest these days, and I love this music.
You have to have such a strong sense of ensemble to play this music. Holy cow.
It's chamber music.
It is chamber music at its finest. Although tango, if I look at your business card, it's one of the most unique business cards I've ever seen. On one side is your contact information. On the other side, we have falling in love, dance, hypnotic, joy, impressive, passion, love, intense, seduction.
I have to say that wonderful card was designed by our graphic designer, Jorge Kruger, who just sent it to me and said, when I listen to your music, these are all the things that I think of. Would you consider putting it on a card? And I said, absolutely.
It tells the story of tango, right?
It does. Yeah. The story of tango is the story of Buenos Aires.
Now, you and your group have been to Buenos Aires. You're scholars of tango. What is the history of tango?
Tango started at around the turn of the century in an immigrant population that came mostly from Europe. People who came to Argentina were mixing up languages and mixing up cultures that they brought with them. And slowly, in these very, very modest neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods, they created a music that became tango. It had bits of the old gaucho culture that came in via the milonga that came into the culture, but it was a lot of European influence in
a real
from
melting
immigrants.
Pot. Mm-hmm. Yep.
A melting pot.
Well, Buenos Aires is a port city. Mm-hmm. And they had so many Italians and as you mentioned, Europeans. Well, let's hear a little sample. I think we'll start with something from your fifth and newest CD.
Yes.
It's called Triumphal.
Yes.
What is that named for?
Well, that is actually one of the pieces on the album by Astor Piazzolla. Triumphal, of course, means triumphant or triumph. And in our case, it was our 10th year. I felt it was a triumph to any music group that survives 10 years. It's a triumph. But for us, it had been 10 years of learning, 10 years of finding our voice, which I feel to be really a chamber music voice, reinforced by these wonderful arrangements that we get from Buenos Aires.
The piece we'll hear now is called La Trompera. Can you tell us a little bit about it? It's the opening selection on the CD.
It is. It's also the opening selection on our concert Friday night. And our wonderful arranger, Osvaldo Berlingeri, who was the pianist in Anibal Troilo's orchestra, one of the great orchestras of the Golden Age, sent this piece to me because I asked him to give me a piece that we could use as a concert opener. So this was it.
And Anibal Troilo was born, what, in the early 20th century?
He was kind of flourishing in the 1940s. He was a wonderful bandoneon player, nicknamed Pichuco, well-loved by everyone in the tango community.
This is Quintango with La Trompera by Anibal Troilo. ¶¶ Trompera by Anibal Troilo, as arranged by Osvaldo Berlingeri. And that was Joan Singer and the rest of the band, or the ensemble Quintango, with that piece. That's the opening piece on the CD, and also the opening piece for their concert this coming Friday night at Ripon College. Joan, you have two violins, cello, bass, and piano.
Correct.
And while the music was playing, you mentioned the bandoneon.
The bandoneon is the signature instrument of tango. It's that squared buttoned instrument that's really related to the concertina and is sometimes confused with the accordion. It is such a soulful, amazingly beautiful, personal instrument. And of course, tango is a very personal, emotionally charged music. So you can see why the instrument and the music have grown together in this repertoire.
Do you make arrangements from bandoneon music?
Well, in our case, you know, tango music is a little bit like jazz. There are standards. I mean, there are pieces that have been written starting in 1910 or even actually at the end of the 1800s and written up through the 1960s through today that have been played by different orchestras, and they can be played fast, they can be slow, just like My Funny Valentine can be up-tempo, it can be a waltz, it can be many different things. So the arrangements that we do come to us from arrangers, unless we do it ourselves, which we've done in some instances.
So you can choose sultry, or you can choose toe-tapping, or whatever feeling that you want to get across.
Mm-hmm.
You perform all over the world. You've performed in Costa Rica. When you go right to the heart of it, to Buenos Aires, what is that like?
Well, I am such a fan of Buenos Aires. It's an amazing city. And it is, you know, tango is the story of Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is tango's muse, really. They're two sides of a whole. So for us to go there, it's so exciting just to listen to the music that you hear there, to take part in all the street events. You go, well, you see people playing music in the street. You see dancers in the street. They're having a hard time now. The economy is not in great shape, but people persevere. It's very high energy, very cultured city that's really unlike any of the other cities of South America, Central America, or Mexico that I know. It's very distinctive.
Are the audiences for tango there different from the audiences for tango or for chamber music that you play here?
Yes. Tango, of course, grew up in such poor neighborhoods, so it's a working-class music, and people that were the original dancers and participants in this music were working-class people, and it is music that they feel strongly is their music. Of course, it passed into the general Argentine repertoire of national music, so when you think of Argentina now, you think of tango music. Everyone in the world does. But there, if you go to a club when we were there in April, we take a fans trip to Buenos Aires because people who come to our concerts end up wanting to go there. So we are very happy to go with them because we love to go. You can go to a club on a Thursday night and it's filled with working class people dancing to usually recorded music, but sometimes a live band. If you go to any of the free concerts that are sponsored by the union, Musicians Union, the place will be jam-packed if they're free with mainly older people because it's their only chance to hear live tango music. And they are critics. If they don't like something, they boo. If they love it, they applaud. But they know this music so, so well. That's the difference. I mean, in this country, people are still learning about tango.
Mm-hmm. And our chamber music, our history is a little bit staid, I guess, quiet. And
well, of course, there's also classical, great classical music in Argentina. But in Argentina, the classical musicians were much more involved in tango than here. Classical musicians for the most part these days, stay away from the pop music scene. There's not so much crossover, but there people would play in the Orquesta Colón, the Colón Orchestra, and then they would go at night and they would play in a tango club. So what happened was that the technical level of tango music, as far as having classical chops, went way, way up, because these guys were, you know, they were Russian immigrants who played the violin like nobody's business and whose mothers wished they would be Yasha Heifetz, but instead they ended up playing in a tango band. But so they could really play, and they were not ever thinking that they were playing down to be doing that, so...
Let's hear another selection from the CD, Triunfal. This one is dedicated to Evaristo Carriego.
Evaristo Carriego was a poet who died quite young and was actually revived. His whole history was brought to the public's attention by Jorge Luis Borges, who discovered his volume of poetry and wrote about him.
And this is composed by Eduardo Rovira and arranged by Mauricio Marcelli.
Yes.
This is Quintango. Quintango with a piece written, dedicated to Evaristo Carriego. That's the name of it.
That is the name of the piece.
By Eduardo Rovira. And that was an arrangement by Mauricio Marcelli. I noticed that, along with your concert on Friday night, you have a pre-concert discussion at 7:30. The concert's at 8:15. And then tomorrow afternoon at Ripon College, you'll be telling the story of tango in a family event suitable
yes.
for ages 5 to 95.
Is 5 to 95, and this is a wonderful concert. We take the story of tango, which was the tango, the way we tell it, it's the Cinderella paradigm. The tango was born on the poor tango, was born on the banks of the Rio de la Plata in a very, very disreputable neighborhood, but went on to Paris with a prince and made a debut into high society, and everyone fell in love with the tango. The tango comes back to Buenos Aires and suddenly is accepted by everyone and becomes a star on the world stage. And I say, the tango is the gift the poor neighborhood in Buenos Aires gave to the world.
That's a marvelous way to tell the story of tango. That is a family program tomorrow as part of the Green Lake Festival of Music at Ripon College. It's at 1:30 and suitable for all ages.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We play our regular repertoire at this concert, so.
Great. Well, Astor Piazzolla is the one that we think of in the classical world in terms of tango.
Yes, because he actually played in Annabel Troilo's orchestra. We started with a piece by Troilo, and he was an arranger and a bandoneon player who decided he didn't want to have anything to do with tango. He wanted to make it in the classical world. He studied classical music and actually came up with his own style of classical music, which has a little bit of a tango inflection, and that is what seduced classical musicians across the board, from Yo-Yo Ma to Gidon Kremer, Emmanuel Axe, they all have Astor Piazzolla albums.
They do, and that's what we'll close with this afternoon. And this is from the same CD. It's called Triunfal, and this is Astor Piazzolla's Otoño Porteño. And you said that...
Which means fall in Buenos Aires.
Mio Porteño by Piazzolla. We were talking during the music that this is music that makes you cry, it makes you laugh, it makes you move, you feel this viscerally. And that's your goal with these concerts.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Joan Singer, who is the founder and director of Quintango, and they are appearing this Friday night at the Rodman Center for the Arts in Ripon College. That's at 8:15. That's when the concert starts, but there's a pre-concert discussion at 7:30. That's about 70 miles from Madison, about 75 from Milwaukee. Certainly worth...
Well worth the drive.
Well worth the drive is right. You can find more information at greenlakefestival.org. That's all together, greenlakefestival.org. or quintango.com. And the number for tickets is 800-662-7092. Joan, it's been a real pleasure having you here. Thank
you
very much.
It's been wonderful, Stephanie.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for this great chamber music. A little bit different.